So what are we saying? We're saying you need to save money. You need to save money for emergencies. A fully funded emergency fund is 3 to 6 months of expenses. A baby step one, where we start it all, is how much?
$1,000
cash in the bank. Exactly. Then the second thing you need to learn to do is save up and pay for things. Well, I deserve. You don't deserve squat if you can't pay for it. You do not have any rights just because you breathe wind. You don't. Get up, leave the cave, kill something, and drag it home, and then it's yours. I'll let you keep it. I don't want any of your stuff. Just leave mine alone, okay? And if I want to help you, I'll help you. But don't make me help you, called taxes. I'm out of that. I'm done with that, okay? We got to stop and we got to think about this stuff. The second thing is save and pay cash. The third thing is, and we're going to go in detail on this one later, is really do the wealth building. Because the scripture says it. In the house of the wise are stores of choice food and oil. A foolish man devours all he has. If you spend everything you make, you're a fool. But if you save money, you're wise. If the water in this cup is money, and we save money for emergencies, when we have that emergency, when we put the van in the wrong gear and pull the boat, we just fix the van. Isn't that a fun idea? When we get laid off, we just pay the bills, and we don't have to be in such a big hurry that we take a bad job. Does that make a difference? If you save money for purchases and you get ready to buy something, you go in with $100 bills and you get a really good bargain and you don't hate the thing later. How many of us, raise your hand, have bought something by the time we finished paying for it, we hated it? You know what I'm talking about? Just pay for your stuff. Then you don't hate it. If you give it away later and it's paid for, you don't worry about it. But if you just work, you know, I used to have a ski boat and I do math. You know, I'm a math guy. So the whole time I was skiing, I was figuring out what it was costing me a minute to ski. Just messed up my whole skiing experience. Now I've got a paid-for ski boat, and I really enjoy the thing. What a concept, you know? If you save money for tuition, and the kids come in, like, asking for tuition, like baby birds, going, tuition, tuition. You just pay for it. Unlike the average college senior who will graduate this year with $15,348 in student loan debt and another $7,000 in credit card debt. It doesn't work, gang. So you can't put all, you need to put your money in that cup. You can't put it all in this cup. This is the spending cup. Now you have to put some in here because some of the things we spend money on are just spending. There's no way around it, is there? That's the end of the deal. You got to spend some money. But if you put it all in here, you get to see that proverb really working. In the house of the wise are stores of choice food and oil, but a foolish man devours all he has. Because if you put all your money in this cup, you'll find that the money is gone. David Copperfield does finance. Thank you.
An emergency fund, it gives you a peace of mind that allows you to sit back and think about some things.
Since we've been having the emergency fund, wow. It's just been awesome.
I have to take care of myself, and if something happens to me, who do I depend on? Mm-hmm. So I have to have that 3 to 6 months fund.
Well, now that we have the emergency fund, there's a sense of peace of mind knowing that if something really happens, it can be taken care of.
I think that's real important, and I think it still applies to even college students like myself. You know, you need to save.
During that time, I didn't have to deal, along with the stress of losing a mother.
Right.
But I didn't have to deal with the stress of where am I going to get this money
from? Mm-hmm.
Because I have an emergency fund sitting there waiting for me to use.
We've started our emergency fund. Our lives are getting a lot better, much better now.
Credit cards reek.